On this week's arts page, writer-director Patrick Brown to be conferred with membership in the Order of Distinction. We speak with the man behind the theater brand. Stay tuned.
My first play in life, look, I get a boy, I don't know about theater and anything there. First play I got play. And she took us to watch a play named Rose Slip at the War Theater. And I was just fascinated by the thing, you know? And say, yeah, we can do that. That's something I wanted to do.
Flashback to his high school days at Kingston College, Patrick Brown had never been exposed to a life of theater, neither before nor as part of the audience. But what he saw on stage on that fateful day, thanks to his fifth form Spanish teacher, would set the wheels of his destiny in motion. A born Kingstonian, Patrick Brown grew up on Wynwood Road, just a stone's throw from the Bellevue Hospital, which he suggests in jest may explain his stroke of peculiarity. But he was never formally trained in theatre. A graduate of Kingston College, Brown studied engineering at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine, in Trinidad. While there, he wrote and produced his first stage production.
My first play was something I wrote from a hall, Canada Hall at St. Augustine. It was a short play for the hall concert. A full-length version of that actually became my first play. It was called Conflicts.
Upon returning home, the fresh graduate took the play to Barn Theatre, where it did reasonably well. This encouraged him, but due to the demands on his time, Brown would wait a while before putting a second play on stage, which was inevitable. Then came Friends, starring Rosie Murray, later replaced by Bertina McCauley and Glenn Campbell. By then, the desire was set like flint. Theatre is what he would do for as long as he could. Patrick Brown was in love with the art of creating. Creating realities, creating people, characters on stage brought to life by actors. True to his nature as an engineer. After years of building a career, Brown eventually left his engineering firm for full-time theatre.
Lenford Salmon approached me with an idea for a company with him, myself, and Trevor Nairn as the principals. And he promised me that the only way I get involved with something like that is if I'm guaranteed that he would deal with the personnel management thing I would just create.
That company is what theatergoers now know as Jambiz, housed at Center Stage, the space in New Kingston which previously served as a cafeteria for two drive-in theaters, the Once Upon a Time cafeteria which now serves a different kind of platter, 40 plays and counting, written by Patrick Brown to the delight of his audiences who keep returning for more. The quality of his work that he has become known for is as a result of decades of hard work.
It don't feel like a gift because it's hard work. Were it a gift, I think it would be easy, right? Try two plays a year. But it does feel like something I enjoy doing. And I believe myself very, very blessed for being able to do what I love and make a living from it. Because most of us do something to make a living, and then when we're done with that, at daytime or at night time or on weekends, do what we love. The ability to combine the two is really a gift, and I don't take that lightly.
He adds that he is grateful to be nationally recognized for his contribution to theater.
It feels a little better than I thought it would because I don't really do what I do for the accolades.
Jambiz actor Courtney Johnson notes that the recognition is well deserved.
On the streets, we as actors all get credit for Patrick Brown's work. Yes, we're actors, yes, and we will have to work, yes, but the real mastermind behind it is Patrick Brown, the person who crafts the story. I think he's one of the best director, writer I've ever worked with.
Looking forward, Patrick Brown intends to use his decades of experience as a writer and his stint in the business of the small screen with classics such as Oliver at Large and Titus in Town to plan for the big screen. And with a novel in the works and more plays on the way, he says his best work is yet to come. Patrick Brown's greatest achievement, he says, is not his ability to constantly produce the manuscript of a masterpiece from the factory of his mind. No, his greatest blessing, he says, rests in his four children. And that's how we close the curtains on today's program. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.